From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. As Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of the milestone Apollo 11 mission that put man on the moon, we listen back to Sanibel poet Joe Pacheco's remembrance of the first moon day on July 20, 1969. The Apollo 11 carried astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin Jr. The module, nicknamed Eagle, brought about Neil Armstrong's quote, "The Eagle has landed," when it touched down, as well as his proclamation, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." Here's Pacheco's poem titled, "Where Were You on July 20th, 1969?
Where was I on July 20th, 1969? On the eve of my 39th birthday, wheeling the TV cart into the living room of my Centerhole Colonial with my wife and in-laws and my eldest daughter, Randy, on her grandfather's lap, 4-year-old Allegra asleep in her room, 5 pairs of human eyes drinking in the incredible men on the moon. Greatest scientific feat of all time, and I still struggling with the rabbit ears antenna to make the image clearer. Armstrong's carefully prepared one step, one leap metaphor, milking in best Madison Avenue style the great moment for what it would always be worth. My father-in-law and I engaged in speculation about how Jewish astronauts could observe Rosh Chodesh or say the prayer to the new moon while standing on it. My daughter interrupting, "Grandpa, I know the prayer by heart." Then all of us quiet for a long time. My last hope that it might be a hoax gone, I felt bereft. Beauty and belief and fancies once owned proudly, now replaced by a lifeless sphere. Next day, my birthday, having been declared Moon Day, the New York Times printed its special edition with several poems by poets, including Archibald MacLeish, some acclaiming the achievement, others lamenting the loss. A feast for poets, but my muse silent, lifeless. Since then, the moon reminds me from time to time that on that day, a member of my species trampled on her face, violating with one irreverent step a million years of magic and myth and wondrous gazing. Brother Apollo's module chariot pulling from afar and away from us the last ebb of silver dream.
That was Sanibel poet Joe Pacheco reading his poem, "Where Were You on July 20th, 1969, ahead of Saturday's 50th anniversary of Moon Day, commemorating the day man first walked on the moon. This is WGCU News.